Good morning and welcome back to the show. I'm Pierce Crawford. Happy Easter weekend, everyone. I kind of dropped the ball yesterday and wishing you a good Friday, but I'm sure you'll forgive me. More of a quick show today, but there are a couple things I still want to let you know that happened, so let's get this ball rolling. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a decision to allow Fannie Willis to stay on the RICO case. Kia is recalling 427,000 vehicles, and a fertilizer spill in Iowa kills nearly all fish in a 60-mile stretch. Today is March 30th, 2024, and roll the intro. Former President Donald Trump appeals the ruling for Georgia prosecutor Fannie Willis to stay on the RICO case against Mr. Trump. This comes after a concern of conflict of interest arose between Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor for the case, due to having a romantic relationship. Judge Scott McAfee of Fulton County ruled that the romance created an appearance of improperity, and though Ms. Willis could stay on the case, Mr. Wade had to resign. In a 51-page filing to the Georgia Court of Appeals, Mr. Trump's defense stated that to restore the public's faith and integrity of the judicial system, Ms. Willis and her entire office must be disqualified. The key inflation gauge that is watched closely by the Federal Reserve rose 2.8% annually in February, which were in line with expectations. The rise excludes food and energy prices. Federal Chair Jerome Powell stated after the date release that it's good to see something coming in line with expectations. Comparing with the same month from a year ago, food prices were up 1.3%, energy prices declined by 2.3%, prices for services increased by 3.8%, while goods decreased by 0.2%. Due to inflation, there is a growing possibility of 6 interest rate cuts this year. In a conversation with CNBC, Victoria Green, the chief investment officer at G Squared Private Wealth, stated nothing really super surprising. Obviously not the numbers the Fed wants to see, but I don't see this going to catch anybody off guard when they come back to work on Monday. Kia is recalling 427,000 Telluride crossovers as there is a potential decaf with the shaft components not being fully engaged that are going to cause rollaways. Models from the year 2020 to 2024 are affected, with 16 total vehicles flagged thus far. Kia stated that the owners should manually engage the emergency brake before leaving the vehicle until the issue with the car's electronic braking software can be fixed. Kia does state that they will cover the repair expenses for owners who bring their vehicles in. In Iowa, a fertilizer spill kills nearly all fish across a 60-mile stretch of rivers. Officials in Iowa and Missouri estimated a roughly 789,000 fish that have died in the Missouri River. The spill was discovered by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources on March 11th and stated this week that 265,000 gallons of liquid nitrogen fertilizer spilled into the drainage ditch and into the East Nishnabotna River, which flows into the Nishnabotna River and then into the Missouri River. This is one of 5 of the largest fish killings in Iowa recorded state data, and worse since the 2013 dairy farm runoff that killed roughly 800,000. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and if you want to support the show, please follow us on your preferred podcasting platform. Being a resource to you is all the thanks we need to keep this show going. I'm Pierce Crawford for the Daily Pour Over, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.